Bulldog Live continuing here on the Pulse, 1-866-823-1077. Okay, I've said it a few times, and income tax is on the way in New Hampshire. It's going to be part of the law real darn soon. And it's all going to be implemented by a bunch of unelected bureaucrats, and I'm talking about an income taxes for New Hampshire small businesses, the LLCs. As some people are saying, oh, well, you're just closing a loophole. No, this is a brand new tax. And well over 10,000 people in this state are going to feel the impact of that real soon as the Department of Revenue Administration is finalizing some rules because the legislature did not define them. It starts becoming ugly from that point on. And to give us the gory details is our friend Tom Thompson, who's from Orford, who, by the way, is an LLC owner. And Tom, how are you today?
I'm doing fine. Thank you, Brian.
Welcome to Bulldog Live and back and on the show, and thank you for alerting me to an important date that's coming up in this.
Well, Representative Norm Major, I think, needs the credit along with Dave Boynton that raised the issue. And just to so your listeners understand, and this is limited liability LLCs and partnerships across the state of New Hampshire. In June, when the budget, state budget was passed, at the 11th hour, the Democrats slipped this into that state budget with no hearings, no public hearings, no testimony from the general public, and the governor signed the bill. Now DRA has ownership of it in the Department of Revenue Administration and has been writing the rules. And the as we all know, the devil's in the details and in the rules. And there, I called last week to ask about public hearings. I sit on two different boards, and by law, we have to go out across the state and have public hearings, which is the fair way to do it if we're really serving the taxpayers. They're having one public hearing scheduled on December 16th at 10 a.m. in Concord at the Department of Revenue Administration. That's on 109 Pleasant Street. Now, I raised the issue about going out to the public across the state. I said, you know, there's a couple things going on here. You're talking about small businessmen and women who are desperately trying to keep their business afloat during this recession. You have wrapped this public hearing around the Christmas holidays when people are thinking of their families, thinking of Christmas, and trying to keep their business afloat. How many people do you think are going to come to Concord to testify?
Yeah.
And I asked the question from the gentleman at DRA, and he said that he would take it or share it with the commissioner. And I said, I wish you would, and here's my phone number, and I gave him my cell phone, and I have yet to hear from the commissioner. I have also asked the governor, John Lynch, through his folks, to stop the process of the rulemaking until after New Year's. Start it up on January 2nd if you want, but have five public hearings across the state of New Hampshire. That one can be in Concord during the middle of the day, that's fine. The other four out into the state of New Hampshire at 6 p.m. in the evening. So these hard-working men and women will have the opportunity to go and testify on this. If we do that, we will then be fair to the people within the state of New Hampshire who are about to get hit with a 5% income tax.
Exactly. You know, there's no reason why we shouldn't be able to hold hearings in Keene and Berlin and Portsmouth and the, you know, we'll pick Lyme or Orford for that matter, or Lebanon, and, you know, give people a chance to show up where they wouldn't have to make a 3-hour drive to come to Concord to sit around and, you know, who knows what.
Exactly.
Because that's the other thing, too. How do businesses know what is in this proposed rules that they're going to be commenting on the one day of December 16th?
Well, and I, you know, unfortunately, I'm on dial-up, and so I've asked DRA to send me the rules, which I'm still waiting for, haven't received yet. But I know that the rules, you know, I've seen other agencies do the same thing. The rules carry the same weight, if not more, than the statute does under the law. And the rules, you know, you can tweak them around however you might want to do it, depending on what agency is working on it. I have seen this happen over and over again in Concord. When they want their rules to go through, they wrap around the hearings, if they're going to have one or more, around a holiday. And it happened with the Department of Environmental Services, and I raised hell about it, and then they backed off. They had one public hearing the day before Labor Day and one the day after Labor Day. And we made enough noise and you know, went to the governor's office, and they changed it. I'm asking the governor to do the same thing. Do the right thing for the people of this state. And if you do, we will truly be serving the taxpayers of the state of New Hampshire. Let them have their voice in this important issue. And if you fail to do that, the message that you will send, Governor, to the hardworking LLCs and partnerships across this state, which are the backbone of our economy in this state, these are the people that hire people. And if we don't do that, the message will be loud and clear to them that we don't care about the small businesses.
Well, that seems to be the message that's being given, because we have the business enterprise tax, we have the business profits tax, and we're seeing this thing about another part of this is where DRA is getting some heat for trying to figure out what is fair compensation for for these business owners and the like, which is another issue which Tom Fahey did get into a little bit in yesterday's column in the Union Leader. But, you know, we're talking about this new tax that's going to be imposed, a new 5% income tax on our LLCs and the partnerships. And this is going to be there's a lot of ugly things about this. And some of the LLC businesses that I have spoken to, they are very well aware that this will be retroactive to January 1st of 2009. So if it gets implemented next year, they're going to go back to the beginning of this year to collect the tax.
Correct.
Which is just insane. And I'm wondering if there will be a lawsuit over that one, too, which would make, about a dozen lawsuits over the state budget that has come forth already.
Right.
But so again, we have currently one public hearing, just one public hearing scheduled for this new tax, this 5% tax. It's on December 16th at the DRA headquarters on 109 Pleasant Street in Concord, and that's at 10 a.m.
10 a.m.
And you want people to show up and
if they're your listeners that have an LLC or a partnership, I can only tell you that you need to take, you cannot afford not to take off 2 hours and go to this hearing. And, you know, either speak out or stand next to us, those that are going to speak out on this issue. If you fail to do so, Big Brother will be at your doorstep and he will stick his greedy hand in your pocket and extract more dollars from your business. I had one LLC, and the interesting thing is nobody out there knows about this. Until it broke last Thursday in the Union Leader. I had one person tell me over the weekend after I shared this with him. He said, I'm working almost 24/7 right now. He said, there isn't any more money out there to be made.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, if I have an additional tax, such as what you're telling me, he said, I have two choices. Start laying people off or shut down my business. Yet, on last week, the governor's down in Manchester having this job cabinet roundtable meeting.
Yes, I know.
Mean, come on, governor, please work with us on this.
Well, you know, there's a lot of blame that we can be pushing around on this, for particularly on the way the process went on imposing this tax at the last minute. It was literally the 11th hour. It was about 1 in the morning.
Exactly, it was.
Is when this budget was approved, and it was just an hour before that is when this nasty tax got slipped in, again, without any public debate, without any comment period, and the like. And now they're making the rules, and here's what I'm afraid of. And the DRA could simply say, well, look, what's done is done. We have to implement these rules. Now you just get to comment on whether this particular part of the rule is fair or not. Isn't that what you think that they might say?
Well, what they were hoping for, quite honestly, is that nobody would pick up on this. It would these rules would slide right under the radar screen, and they could. The comment period ends December 28th, 3 days after Christmas. they could stand there, sit there with a straight face and say, well, we had the public hearing and nobody showed up, so, you know, nobody was concerned about it. To those people out there in your audience that have LLCs or partnerships, you need to understand they are predicting $15 million that's coming from you to fill the state coffers on
a year,
12 months.
$15 million a year. We're talking
$15 million a year.
Mm-hmm.
So take the 2 hours off, folks, and come to Concord and stand side by side with many other people. And if you do, we can begin to turn this around. But if you stay home on this one, you have no one to blame but yourself.
Right, and we also need to get a hold of the governor's office as well to start putting some pressure on him to say, all right, let's expand these hearings.
Exactly.
Let's have them statewide. Let's postpone this business until January when people will have a little bit more time on their hand, because we know that once Christmas once Christmas passes, there's going to be a lot more time on business owners' hands because, you know, business naturally drops off. Right now they're busy. At least they're hoping to be busy.
Hopefully a lot of these small businesses during the Christmas season are having a good season and making, some money. And they're not going to shut down their business to come to Concord. They can't.
No, exactly. That's the hard thing, because some of them are just working with one or two employees
exactly.
and the like. So
exactly.
271-2121 is the governor's office phone number, 271-2121, and say, please, let's have more hearings across the state. Push this process off into January when we'll have a little bit more time to analyze what's going on. In the meantime, we got to try and get a hold of what those rules are going to be. All right, Tom Thompson, thank you very much. If anybody wants to get in touch with you, they can give you a call as well.
They can call me at 353-4488, and that number is out there for the commissioner of DRA, and I'm still waiting to hear from him and the governor.
All right, thank you very much, Tom Thompson. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, you're welcome.